wrestling mat. This is the arena that Kamsa built for the historical wrestling match between Krishna Balaram and Chanura in Mushtika. Kamsa, in his previous birth, was a great demon named Kalanemi. And during the battle between the demigods and the demons, the Supreme Lord Vishnu descended on his bird carrier Garuda. At that time, Kalanemi was riding on a lion, and he threw his lance, but it was easily defeated, and Lord Narayan killed Kalanemi. Now Narada Muni told Kamsa that in your previous birth as Kalanemi you were killed by Vishnu. So upon hearing this, Kamsa became a very bitter enemy of Lord Vishnu. And when he heard that Vishnu would be born as the eighth child of Devaki, he was so much envious of Vishnu that he not only killed the first six children, but after Krishna was brought to Gokul and Yogamaya floated into the sky and told Kamsa that the eighth son is already born elsewhere. Kamsa was so frightened that he actually called to the various demons and told them to kill all the children born in the recent past. How cruel a man can be just to save his own selfish interests. Kamsa, previous to the birth of Krishna, he had so much power, like that of 10,000 elephants. He literally defeated every demon in the entire universe and forced them either to die at his hands or to be his servants. So it was for this reason that Kamsa had all the greatest, most powerful demons in the universe under his control. Putana, Agha, Baka, Keshi, Vyoma, Arista, Pralamba, so many demons, Trinavarta, but they were all killed by the hands of Krishna and Balaram. So he devised a plan. He sent Akrura to Vrindavan to invite them to a wrestling match. And Akrura came with Krishna and Balaram, and some of the gopas, Nanda Maharaj and others, also came to watch this wrestling match. And they came to Mathura. And you know the story how Krishna, those who were favorable toward him, he bestowed the ultimate benedictions upon them, like Sudama the florist. And for others, like the washermen who would not surrender what they had for him, who were envious due to the association of Kamsa, he destroyed them. Krishna broke the mighty bow of Kamsa, and then Kamsa sent, as Krishna was coming with Balaram to this wrestling arena, the mighty demon elephant Kuvalayapida, who was very, very powerful. And Krishna easily killed this great demon elephant, and he and Balaram entered into the wrestling arena, and Chanura and Mushtika, they were very, very powerful Rakshasa, Asuras. And Krishna was this little boy. He was only about, at the time, 12 years and 12 and a half years old. How old is he? Authentic. So he was 12 years old, 12 and a half. And Janwar and Rustika were very big, strong. They didn't have to lift weights, they could lift mountains. And the people around, when Krishna entered into the wrestling arena, everyone saw Krishna according to their particular consciousness. Krishna says in Gita, Jejathamam prapadyante tam sthithai vipajanya namavarkunivaratam te manushya parakasaravasya. That as you approach me, I reward you accordingly. And it is true that according to our consciousness, Krishna will reveal himself to us. So the young ladies of Mathura, they saw Krishna as the supreme, most charming and beautiful Cupid. The yogis saw him as the Paramatma, the goal of all their meditation. The wicked people saw him as the rod of chastisement, which has come to rectify their bad deeds. The impersonal jnanis, they saw him as the Brahma Jyoti. In this way, various people saw Krishna in various ways. And Kamsa saw him as death personified. But the pious people of Mathura were thinking, what is this? They are two little children, and they are wrestling against these big, gigantic professionals. But as an infant little baby, he killed Trinavarta and Putana. What to speak when he was 12 and a half years old?
Evil.
Why you don't answer him when he says that? So Chanura and Mustika were killed by Krishna at this very place. And then just on the hill where we will go in a second, Krishna, Kamsa, he was such a terrible, envious fool that after he just saw these small children kill the great Chanura and Mustika, he began to frantically, in anger, condemn them, as we saw in the beautiful play. And he ordered not only them to be killed, but Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasena, everyone to immediately be killed. And Krishna felt, enough is enough. I have, like a cat sometimes plays with a mouse, Krishna allowed this rascal to live long enough. So he jumped on the raised dais where Kamsa was sitting on a throne, and Krishna took him by the hair. And he dragged him down to the wrestling arena, and he crawled upon his chest, and then with his mighty fist, killed Kamsa. Then he went like that. And then Kamsa's brothers all attacked, and Krishna and Balaram easily killed all the brothers. And in this way, Krishna killed Kamsa. And then after killing Kamsa and killing all of his brothers and Chanura and Mushtika, they went to a place called Vishwamghat. They went there and they rested. Vishwamghat is the same place that Varahadev rested after killing Hiranyaksha and bringing the earth back to its position. And at Vishwamghat, Lord Varahadev spoke the Adi Varaha Purana, in which he describes the glories of Mathura and Vrindavan very beautifully. In the Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti, he continuously explains Raghava Pandit's parikram of Brajbhumi with Srinivas and Narottam, and he's constantly quoting what the Adivaraha Purana says about each place of Brajbhumi that was spoken at Vishwanath. So this is the resting place of the Supreme Lord, and it is explained that after Krishna killed Kamsa, because Kamsa had performed so many atrocities to Devaki and Vasudeva, he wanted to make sure that Devaki and Vasudeva had no more fear, so he began to drag him around by the hair, just dragging him all around the wrestling arena, just to make sure that everyone knows that the demon has died. Sri Bhagavan Krishna ki jai! So this is a very important place. It's called Kamsa Teal, the little place up there you'll see footprints. And this is Rangabhumi. This whole area is where Kamsa, Chanura, Mushtika, everyone was killed by Lord Shri Kamsa Nishu. And from here, we will take bus to Vishwanath. It's very close. But there are pandas at Vishwanath. How many of you have been to Vishwanath? How many of you have met the pandas there? Yes? They are very aggressive. Tomorrow at Gokul Mahavan also they're very aggressive. So what they will do as soon as you get there, they'll start asking you to give them money for pujas. So my recommendation is, even if you go to put water on your head, they'll immediately start chanting mantras and then ask for payment for the mantras they chant. Or they'll immediately start pouring milk and flowers and then make... Anyways, just very respectfully ignore them, because it's not right. If someone wants to do this puja, they should do, but they should not force. So, we can go to this holy place of Vishwanath. It's a very important part of Braja. In fact, to do the Braj Parikram of walking all around, it is recommended that you must start it by first taking bath at Vishwanath. This is the way Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also performed. When he first came to Braj Mandal, he came to Vishwanath. There's actually 24 ghats on the bank of the Ganges in Mathura. Vishwanath is the first of the 24, and Lord Chaitanya took bath in all 24. And Vishwanath, he was so much in the ecstasy of love after he bathed there that he began to perform wonderful kirtan, dancing and chanting. And all the residents of Mathura, the fortunate souls, they heard and they came to see the beautiful dancing, and they all began to exclaim that Lord Sri Krishna has come to Mathura again to bestow his mercy upon us. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! They were all simply struck with wonder to seeing the dancing, the beautiful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also at Vishwanath, when Rup and Sanatan first came to Braj, they bathed in Vishwanath. And Srinivasacharya, while he was bathing there, it was there that he heard that Rupa and Sanatan had left the world. Throughout the Gaudiya Vaishnav scriptures, this place of Vishwanath is a very important celebrated place. If it wasn't for all the pandas, we would have taken rest there. This is actually not the resting place. This is the place of fighting. That's why no one except me took rest. This is a place of fighting, and that is the place of resting. So we will go there and very respectfully bow down and put 3 drops of water Would you like to take full bath?
Yes.
We'll have votes. How many want to sprinkle 3 drops? How many want to take full bath? Ask in Hindi.
कितने लोग पूर्ण रूप से मतलब गमछा पहनकर स्नान कर
रहे
हैं?
So vote. Muscatines don't wear gumshoes. Brahmacharis, certain things of the world, they are not familiar with. Yes,
restructure.
Which one is this?
Which one is this?
और कितने लोग खाली सिर्फ 3 बूंद पानी डाले?
So we can take that.
Yeah.
And those who don't want to take that can rest.